actual theft from accounts on specifically schools and the tax office. And that concerned many of us. Even though we're not schools, we have, we do a lot of banking through computers, and especially at the at our tax office. David said that the NetData computers, the I-Series server is secure. He said there's only probably three computers in the county that would benefit from what he called anti-executable software. This is just the computers that actually do the transactions. It's what it does. He said there it's not a very large threat to us, but it's a good idea. I don't know what the cost is, but I'm imagining it's around $100 per computer. But what it does is if someone gets on your computer, they cannot run any program that's not already there. And if it does, then it has to enter a password. That would be true automation. Is that what the software is that we use it for the tax office? True automation.
So they don't have anything at the tax office set up. Really, it needs to be here to explain it. But what happened is in these other cities, taxing districts did not have no good. They don't have the software set up. I asked for that to be on there. My main concern, if you remember last week, the week before, there was some money, I believe it was in Gray County, where the school district, I think they ended up losing about $200,000. My concern was, and the other commissioners, we just wanted to make sure, be sure that something like this can't happen in Tyson County. Have a responsibility to the taxpayers to make sure we've done everything possible for something like this. I think the $200,000 that we've had the question so far. My main concern is we have computers that are accessible to the public. We sure don't want anything like this, a virus or something on there, and somebody being transferred, especially out of our tax office, when people are sending taxes in electronically. So the main thing I want to be reassured. She does not do that. So we're okay there, but I'm on the check. You can answer the question. We can agree with you. You can't do this, but it's a separate program and software there. And this is concern for all of us about making sure things are safe and things are being accounted for. But I just want to be reassured.
He said he would be here next time to talk about it. Nothing we have to do right now.
I'd like to.
We'll put the case on our form.
I'd like to say one thing. We've talked about having our own computer person here. Now, this is about three times in a row that they spoke to them here and something showed up and they sampled. They didn't be, they couldn't come. I'd like for them to work with the commissioner's court, not for an individual office like it seems to be. We had talked about maybe looking to try to do that. I would still like for us to do that.
I
So move.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Todd, second by Commissioner Dean, to approve the payment of all the bills, say aye.
Aye.
So move. Item number 16, approve oral report. Got a number of reports in the report package, cash report, auditor, oral report, be given at this time. Questions on that? Any reports?
Make a motion to approve all written oral reports.
Second.
Second.
Second, approve the oral written report of the county official, all the bills, say aye.
Aye.
So move. Get a copy of the prepared report. Questions on the prepared report? Make a motion.
So move.
Second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Dean, to approve the prepared report, all the bills, say aye.
Aye.
So move.
Yes, sir. We're the process. Call the legal process.
Call the legal, the outside officer, to approve the allegations.
The outside officer will be here in January, and they'll probably bring their report to us in February, if they do.
This is our local audit?
Yes.
Number, that was going to, I think, talk to Carl a little bit. John Mark, I'm a wildlife person. Who is required to log, have a wildlife?
Well, we have, so we have, we
30, 40, it's a lot of money. The only thing that I, of course, it kind of depends on how comfortable you are using that, if that's the individual, but would it be a little less expensive if we did it down the line, rather than if they hard copy the book?
We have. What I might do is get the mall libraries, get all the places where the bank can use them. Honestly, I don't know, this big one.
Thank you.
Sure. I'll start with that. So move to legal mind. Second.
I think it was about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon when they called Joyce and opened 3120. Said they was going to open that airport at 5 o'clock. So that road, and Joyce went ahead and called the fire department and so forth to let them know that that road was been opened again. That's 3120 where they built the new bridge right off of 1993. Judge, I'd like to say one thing. We just got through cleaning the room out down in the bottom of that Friday. We spent a half a day down there. And it's kind of a disgrace for a county just to pile stuff up in a place like it's piled up down there. The old computers, if we're not going to use these computers, we need to get someone who's take the hard drives out or whatever that needs to be done to them where we can destroy those things. They were piled up in there in the old copiers. About 30 books of cases and stuff from the county attorney's office. We put all that across the road, John Mark. Don't know if it's good, if you need to keep it, or what the deal is on it. That's what I understand we did over there. I didn't know what came to last. And we just pile all that other stuff in the back. We're going to have to do something to it.
We got a bunch of filing cabinets and chairs and stuff out there at the barn needs to go to.
You know,
I mean, we just need to, we're not going to use them, get rid of them, sell them, take them dump or something.
There was a brand new four-drawer filing cabinet down there. I don't know from where it came from. There were boxes of paper down there that had never been opened, copy papers and stuff. We're going to have a one day where everybody that carries stuff down there has to go get their stuff out and move it somewhere.
Well,
I don't know if we're going to have a computer dump or not.
I don't know. I don't know what you do with it.
You gotta be careful somewhere.
Looks to me like when the person's through with those things, that we've got to get somebody to do something with that hard drive at that point.
Might get the cable people to do it.
I don't know. I don't have any idea what cable does. That's the reason I'm in favor of us doing something different.
Well, Thomas, I hear what you're saying, but I think what we probably need to do is first set up a technology committee.
That's right. And I agree with that.
And elevate everybody's technology awareness in the county, and so we might make a this may be the best thing that we can do. I don't know, but until everybody is spun up to where we need to be, we may not be as good. But anyway, I want to start on that in January, and I have some ideas that I want to share with everybody.
Well, we've been talking about the committee for a good while. Is that
January
the plan
is what I'd like.
January to try to do that?
Anything else?
So moved.
Second.